We will reconvene the Gage County Board of Equalization for Wednesday, July 13th, 2022 at 1 o'clock.
I'll get them.
Prior to approving or disapproving property valuations, we have some property protests. And there's a sign-in sheet by the door. Do you want to go through that just in order of who's signed up?
Yeah.
I think we have everybody so far. This young lady.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see.
Swear affirm. Patty, do you want to allow 5 minutes for each protest? Do we want to put
up to whatever the county board wants to set?
Board, do you want a time limit? 5 minutes.
I agree with that.
That's right.
Okay, so your first one's going to be Jeff Collison. Well, where's the list?
Right here.
Is that
the order?
Yeah. I know, but I don't
Thank
have
you.
Them to have them yet. Jeff Collison's the first one, so.
Patty, as you have them come up, would you give us their location too on the change, no change, and a number so
yep.
We have that.
As long as I get these pulled.
We can go now. The sheriff's here.
Yeah.
Did you say?
Okay.
Jeff Collison first.
Yeah, Jeff Collison, and he's going to have two, right? And that's going to be.
Number 7 on a no change.
Let's see this. Put it in the middle.
And then it's under equity trust number 5 on the change. So there's going to be two of them. And you have both of those.
You're right. You got them.
Okay.
Jeff, would you give us your name and address for the record, and then I'll swear you in?
Okay. Jeffrey Collison, 526 North 33rd Street, Beatrice.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Is everyone ready for him to begin? Sorry, just getting started.
No, that's
slow.
Fine. Never done one like this either.
Are you two ready?
Daryl, are you ready for?
Sure. He needs to testify as to his. We're ready.
Okay. All right. Mr. Collison, begin.
So I have the residence I've lived in since 97. On 526 North 33rd, we agreed with the appraisal on that one, or the new assessment. I just bought the property at 504 Florence in March, and the initial assessment was more than what I paid for it 3 months ago. So in talking to the assessor, I agreed to the purchase price of the property as the new assessed value. And I guess I'm just making sure that's going to stand, or if there's any changes recommended by the board, I would welcome that as well. But I agree with the new value that was changed.
Our recommendation was $212,000, which is what he had paid for it. He agreed to it.
So this is the one for equity trust?
Yeah.
Correct.
Any comment from the board on that one?
No.
All right. Looks like you're... Oh, and that's the only one you want to discuss?
Yep.
All right. No, if that's your recommendation and you're happy with that, I don't think we have anything for you then.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Collison.
Thank you.
Okay, then the next one that's on the list is Joyce Blackwell, and that would be number 1 on your change list.
Good afternoon, Ms. Blackwell. Hi. Would you give your name and address for the record, and then I'll swear you in?
Hey, Joyce Blackwell, 2309 Elk.
Will you raise your right hand? I did not do that with Mr. Collison.
It's not true, then.
Yeah, good thing that was an easy one. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So do I need to talk or?
Yeah, go ahead and
okay.
Let us know.
I live at a condo over on Elk. It's a fourplex, or there's four units. I am on the main floor with, can I say who the other person is, or is this like a HIPAA thing?
No, you can.
Okay. My neighbor, right across the hall, Craig Runzi, we have the exact same units, and I'd never looked at the evaluation before, so I just assumed we were all the same. Well, when I got this, and mine had jumped to $20,000, I went over and asked him if his had. Well, his was $20,000 less than mine to start with. So, you know, I don't know what the discrepancy or why mine is $20,000 more than his when we have exactly the same square footage. It's the same driveway. I mean, he actually has two-car garage. I have a one-car garage, so I don't know what the I don't know why how it ever was set this way to begin with. But.
Patty?
I've been in the...
Daryl.
I'm Daryl. I've been through that property.
Okay.
It's pretty confusing in there as to where you are. But
yes, because there's a big...
Correct.
Room downstairs that I don't know who pays the tax on that. I suppose we just split it. I don't
you
know because it's a commons area.
It is. And we agreed, we decreased it to $154,550 based on the equalization, and the caveat is we're going to review it for next year.
Okay. That's great. Thank you very much.
Is that?
Well, if that's what his is, I'm good with it just being equal. If his is 100, his was 153 or something.
You had him, well.
Well, he showed me his, and he said his had been 137, and it jumped to 153. Well, was that right?
Is he
in
2015?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He had 153,360, mm-hmm. And we adjusted yours down to be equalized based on square footage and the amenities involved.
Okay.
But Joyce, that's amicable with you.
That's you can do it less if you want. I'm not going to disagree. But at least if they were equal, you know, I'm okay with that.
Because right.
I know the taxes have to go up, but you know, just okay. Does that work? All right.
Anything
thanks,
from
guys.
The board?
No, that's good.
Thank you, Mr. Blackwell.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay, the next one on that would be the list. That's okay.
What?
I need your list.
Who's next on the list?
After
Steve,
Block.
Steve.
Steve Prowley, that's Lloyd's,
oh.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Two of them.
Okay. Okay, Lloyd, you're on Steve Prowley, which is
yep.
Yours,
Steve,
right?
Okay. I've got the card.
Okay. So he's
Steve, would
number
you give your
18 on the change list.
Is your last name pronounced Prowl?
Prowley.
Prowley?
Yeah.
Mr. Prowley, would you give your name and address for the record, and I'll swear you in?
Stephen D. Prowley, 3984 West State Highway 8, Odell, Nebraska.
Would you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I most certainly do.
Thank you. Please begin.
Well, I talked with this gentleman over here. He came down and seen me last week, or 2 weeks ago, whatever. We went around and looked at my buildings and stuff, and he said that they have dropped evaluation from what they was proposing, and he said they dropped it to like 195, so I'm happy with that. I guess, like I said, if we had been in contact or something, I probably wouldn't have had to come up and take up your time today, but I'm here, so.
Well, you're paying us, sir, so.
But like I said, I'm happy with what you decided, so.
Great.
All right.
And I apologize for not getting back to you on that.
You guys are busy.
Well,
I'm busy.
So. I think I'm real busy, and everybody else says I'm underorganized.
Thank you, Mr. Prowley.
Okay, then the next one is Leslie Miller. And that would be, I think it's on your list, Lloyd. Is that on your list right there?
19,
Leslie?
No change.
19, no change.
Number 19, no change.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ms. Miller, would you give your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Leslie Miller, 7126 South 25th Road, Cortland, Nebraska.
Would you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please begin.
Okay. I think I might have made a mistake. Did I have it 327? Is that what I put for?
Your request?
Yes.
I'm sorry. 327,025, yes.
Okay. I added it to the building on prior instead of the total. So what I would like is the 354,950 was our total last year.
Okay. Is that what you would...
No, I would add what you did to our neighbors, Kentfields, which theirs was half of what ours would be, so the 16,075, which would bring it to 371,025.
What's the... Ken?
Kentfields.
Kentfields.
Their house is right next to us, built the same year. Pretty close on square footage. Let me look here. Ours is 2,381. Theirs is 2,365. Okay. And they also actually did do an improvement last year.
Did you swear her in? And
I did.
Yeah, he did.
I did.
Yeah.
And Mr. Standard, Dickinson and Patty, I'm sorry, just keep in mind we don't have the information that you all have in front of you. So as you're going through, please... You know, elaborate on it on the no
and
change items.
I can
items.
Repeat too, sorry. So what I did is when I did the protest, I, instead of adding it to the total for 2021, I actually accidentally used the, just did the building. So what I'm saying is I'm okay with doing, so 354,950 is the prior year, correct, total. 354,950.
Correct.
Correct.
That was last year.
Yep. So what I would like to do instead of you guys have me at, let me look here.
386,045.
Yep, which is 31,095 would be the difference. I am, but my neighbor who I was just explaining, Kentfields, who have pretty much the same exact house built the same year 15 years ago, theirs went up 16,075. So that's why I would be okay with adding 16,075, the same as the neighbors.
Okay. So which you're at 371,025?
Yep.
She said that was a mistake.
And your address is?
7126 South 25th Road.
Okay, you're in the story and a half, and you're comparing it to 2651 East Birch Road.
Yes, is that Ricky Kentfield?
Yes,
yes,
that is. Yeah, we have you at $35 a square foot. He's at $131. We have you at $135 a square foot. We have him at $131. And you want to be equalized, $4 difference there to his. Is that what you're saying?
A lot of that's based on square footage or type,
yeah,
so it might not be the exact. You're looking at the actual dollars, I'm assuming, and not the square footage.
I'm not looking, yeah. I did it more on, like, obviously, yes.
An answer to that question, Commissioner, is the subject's 2,381 square feet. The comp she's using is 2,365. They both have 600-foot square foot garages, and
he has a bigger building than us. But yeah,
the house is bigger than yours.
No, you're right on the house. You're right. Ours is 2381. Theirs is 2365. I'm just talking about their outbuildings.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, we have your outbuild or his outbuildings at $10.71 a square foot. We have you at $9.22 a square foot. There's not. I'm trying to see here. He's got a 2,560 square foot outbuilding, and you have your square footage on your outbuilding is. I've got. I don't see my square footage on it. I do see the value. We've got an 18,658 square feet. I mean, the value. It's 1920 square feet. Is that about right?
I'm not good at measurements, but I do know that his building is quite bigger than ours.
Okay. So our recommendation was no change at the 380-160, mainly because the house, you guys are pretty close, within $4 a square foot. The outbuildings, the difference in value would be yours is at 18,000, his is at 27,000. So there's $9,000 difference in value on the outbuilding. And you were asking for 31,000.
She was asking for a total of 371,025.
Yes.
370.
It'd be a difference of from the recommended of approximately
$15,000.
Oh, okay.
She said she made an error on the 327
when
to start with.
I was pulling it out, yeah.
Okay, well, that made a big difference. Okay. That's about the difference that it is. And you're at requesting what now?
371.25.
025?
Yep, 371.025.
Okay. Now, that includes the land in your outbuilding?
That would be total.
Give me just a second here. Yeah, our biggest concern was where you wanted it at that 327. He said, no, that's just not going to
work. Right, no, I understand.
The biggest difference is the price of the square foot then, right?
Yeah, just the difference in the square footage.
Yes.
Just the difference in the cost of the square footage between each house.
She's that in the outbuilding size is what she once adjusted for. I'm good with that recommendation at that 371,025 that she's requested.
Any comment from the board on that? We will put that in as the recommendation, then the $371,025 total for that property valuation changed from 386,045.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Miller.
Yep, thank you.
So she had.
You're all starting a trend we haven't had before where people aren't mad. I hope it continues this way.
You're not done yet.
Well, you're not done. We're not done yet, Derek.
If we could keep it this way, it'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, Miller, can I have that?
Not used to this.
Change now. I need to get that down.
See how much more fun it is when you play nice with everyone?
We got a long ways to go now.
Would you give me that number again? It's 371.
371,025.
371.
No, everybody's been great, though.
I'm here for you. Thank you.
So we'll cross that. You want that at the end of the list, Leslie Miller, number 19, right here.
Now we got everybody. Yep. Okay, the next one. Why don't you let me read these in, Eric? That might be the easiest to when we start.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I've got everybody lined up now, so if you want me to read the protest.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you want me just
however you'd like to start.
I can tell you who it's going to be and what parcel it is, where it's located.
That'd be great.
I've just got them all lined up now, so.
We'll just have them read their name into the record and swear in. And
yeah, okay. So the next one's going to be Rita Hido, John and Rita, and she's going to have two, which is number 7 and number 8. And you have, is that right? You had two?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. So the first one is going to be at 323 Court Street. It's a commercial building, and it's in block 65 of Beatrice Original. Valuation 5109. Oh, is that the right year for the protest?
I don't know.
I think so.
Ms. Hyda, would you give me your name and address for the record, please?
I'll try to be nice. Rita Hyda, 208 Sherman Street here in Beatrice.
Would you raise your right hand?
Oh. Yeah.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you much.
The story on the 323, and I had met with Mr. Standard ahead of time, and I didn't call to find out, so it's going to be a surprise. But that is the old Cook Electric building on the corner of 4th and Court, and it's pretty dilapidated right now, and we're going to work on putting it back together. So someday, hopefully, you'll get lots of tax money out of it. But right now, it's pretty sad. We've already torn down the back one-story lower level, and we have torn out all the walls upstairs and on the main floor. And we have applied for some TIF financing. So if we could get the value of this a little lower, then when we put in all the money and make it a lot better, then we will get a little more money back. And that's the background story for that one.
The recommendation, go ahead, Mr. Standard.
Yes, we have met. She was very kind, and she didn't beat up on me by any means. But we agreed with it. I viewed the property. She invited me to go in to see the wraps and everything, and I said no. They did tear off the back part, and we recommended $28,455 is what she requested, based on the condition and the situation with the building, and for pickup work for next year to see how she's doing.
Yep, yep.
Any questions from the board?
That's number one.
We'll move on to the next property then.
Okay, that one's at 321 Court Street, so...
And that's the building just right next door. That was the building that we had our business in, Lammel Plumbing, for a very long time. There is an apartment upstairs that the Lammels put in up there. So when we bought the building, it was up there. We did do a renovation when our daughter moved in there about 30 years ago, but we haven't done anything to it since then. So... I think we were surprised at the increase of $80,000, to say the least. We did do some comparison. I did do some work for Daryl and gave it to him and looked at some of the properties that are downtown that have apartments above them. The corner building, the Black Crow, the old Matt Schmidt building, has got some upstairs. Where Pulling Drug used to be, where Reitzman's used to be, those all have rentals up above or owner-occupied places up above. And so that was what I was using to set a value for our 321 building.
Mr. Stanner?
She was forthcoming. We had it at $131,865. And with her information, we had an error on the second floor. We changed it to $111,380. We decreased it down. So
the original value from last year was $131,000?
Original value was $140,615. I'm sorry. I was reading off of her protest. I apologize.
No, no problem.
No, the value last year, that sounds a little high.
That was the original recommended was 140, mm-hmm. 615, and but the 111,380, that's
the,
was that the requested then?
No.
Or where we ended up?
No, she requested 78,750, and I.
The value, if I can, I'm sorry, Daryl, I'm going to jump on. The value it says here on my notice prior to 2021 was 48,510. So we jumped at just a hair under 100,000, and we did nothing to that building. To give you maybe some comparisons, like the corner building, the Black Crow, that's at 45,720, and that does have an occupant above. The old Reitzman building was at 78,830. Again, I try to compare also buildings that were the same size because you can kind of hokey pokey that a little bit. You know, if it's not the same, the lots are the same, but maybe the buildings aren't. So these are buildings that I do have the dimensions of the building written on my information too. two buildings. That are where the bargain box happens to be right now, and the two buildings together is 173. So half of those would be about 86,770. The old Schmitz building is at 39,375. Old Pulling Drug, That one got raised to 114 just this year, and I understand she is protesting that one, I believe. And then there are some more, but that's so that 78,000 is kind of based on an average of those properties and what condition ours are in and what condition their buildings seem to be in and that kind of thing.
I guess that would be a question I would have, Mr. Stannard.
Right.
That's a pretty sizable jump.
Yeah, we had recommended the 111 based on she had given me some information in regards to the Black Crow and a few others that we're not aware of. So other than knocking on their doors and asking to see what's going on the second floor, we didn't do that. We opted to let's review it for next year. But that was what we felt the and did you give me the rent on your second floor?
I did. Mm-hmm.
What did you give me?
$750, and then we pay utilities. Okay. I actually gave him what I just looked at. I gave Daryl copies of what I just read off to you guys.
Yeah, we have it in the file, $750.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of where we looked at it. We took that information. We didn't have the rent on that, but we did have an error in that second floor as to how much of it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think there was some confusion because we had applied for the grant 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that the city did for the building next door. And I thought it kind of sounded like a little bit that maybe it appeared that we had done that to the 321 building, but that was 319 building, and you guys happened to catch it and raise our taxes on that building. So I don't feel too bad about that.
No.
But I would want to be a little argumentative because I don't see any of those that I just read off to you that have second floor places for occupancy that are in that 111 range.
We'd be happy to, I don't know where the board wants us to go knocking on doors, but you gave us, you told me who's got the finish and who doesn't, so, and you wanted to be compared.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was more fair than to compare to buildings that the second floor was empty, especially since ours is not empty. That did not seem right to me.
We appreciate that. I guess any comment from the board on these? Ms. Milligan?
I think you've been in a couple of those prior that weren't finished at one time, but I don't know how long ago that was.
I have been on the second floor of several of them. And contrary to what you told me, it's changed. But I'm not going to go back and change their value based on what we're finding out. Now, if the board issues me to go out and want to knock on doors and say, we've got a protest, we want to take a look at your second floors, I'd probably say, we don't want to do that. I'd say, let's review it.
I would have to agree with you.
We're not going to quote anybody here. I'm just looking around to see if maybe one of the owners was here, but we would address it for next year. It's up to the board. I think the 70-some thousand's low. And she is getting the rent on that second floor. And so that's what we'll try to gather from the other people that she has brought up. And she was very kind, taking me right down through these buildings, and I made a sketch of all of them and who they are. So
I could come up with even more, I betcha.
Yes, bring it on, dear.
Daryl, my only question is, why is there such a discrepancy?
Who's talking? Anyway?
Right here.
This is over here, Mr. Juergens.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Why is there such a discrepancy between the buildings she listed and this one, then?
Because of internal investigation of those. We haven't done a thorough downtown and going through everybody's buildings and gathering some of the stuff, so... We'll be happy to put it on our list to do.
Along with what Mr. Juergens said, though, are there no other places downtown that have apartments that we know of that are finished upstairs? Because it seems that this is a fair amount higher than any of the other places brought up other than the Polling Drug is the only one that I wrote down. You said Polling has a Right. They were comparable to this 111.
We have some that are higher than hers. Now, if you want us to go back and start pulling all of them.
There are also some that are higher. So these are going across the lower
right.
end.
This is okay. Basically working with what she's given me. Now, and she says she has a lot more.
So. Well, there were some more we thought of that had apartments up above. Oh, in the middle of the 400 block, there is an apartment, I think, up there. And, you know, just as you're thinking of things, there were some others that I didn't review.
Ms. Ido, would you agree that these are probably the bottom-priced ones that you found? And
I just
would you be in the middle
actually,
somewhere?
Actually, I just did the closest. I worked up the block. Honest, you said, tell the truth.
Yep, absolutely.
So the truth is we did like the Crow because that was the closest to us. And I've been up there when Dorothy Gerke lived there. I haven't been there since Ray stays there, but I have been up there and knew it was quite nice. And then we just worked up the block is nice. what we did. So that's how we came up with. So that's why you see all of them kind of going up the street from our building. So that's yeah. how we came up with those.
Would you all say that's probably a middle cut then of where those properties are?
Well, we need to do some more research because we've been into Daryl's been into a few of those that weren't done at one time, but I don't know. We'd have to go back in the records.
Yeah. I think we're talking the median is what where we're trying to be with this, and that's where we are.
Yeah. The mail station is one that's finished off also that's close to us, but that is a quite a bit smaller building, so I didn't use that one. But that's how we did it. We just did it from remembering who had apartments up above.
And we have some active permits down there.
Would you be agreeable at the recommended 111, 380 if they review this again next year and make a note to review this next year as well as some of these other properties around you?
Yes, please.
Is that agreeable to the board? Which the current recommendation is 111, 380. We've got some other locations, parcels to take a look at, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you just want to be fair and equal with everyone else, which is the goal.
I bet that's what everybody wants, yep.
Not always.
No. okay.
And Eric, she's been very forthcoming with stuff that I'm not going to talk about it here, but she was very forthcoming with other information that's we put in the system that we're going to do a review of them for 2023 now.
I'll tell you anything, just not my weight and my age, but anything else, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. It. Sure. Thanks.
Good to see you. Did you get those?
Okay, Matt Schmidt is the next one, and that would be
number 27 on the one.
Yep, thanks. And so that one's located at 800 Meadow Street, is that correct?
That's correct.
Beatrice, so it's in Covered Bridge Heights edition.
Mr. Schmidt, will you give your name and address for the record?
I'm Matthew Schmidt. I live at 800 Meadow Street in Beatrice.
Would you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Please begin.
We got our proposed evaluation for the next year, and it was a raise of $29,805. We've lived there a little over a year. I think that was quite a jump for 1 year. Talking to Lloyd last week, I recommended or I asked that the valuation stay the same at $266,890. And Lloyd indicated that that's what the board had decided to do. If that's true, I'm happy with that.
The recommended change they've given us is $266,890.
That's correct.
So if you're happy with that, that's what the assessor's office is passing on to us.
Referees.
I'm sorry?
Referees.
I'm sorry, the referees are passing on to us.
Right, and I concur with that, the $266,890.
Great.
Now that's what he was quoting. Right.
Okay.
That's what they passed to us, so thank you, Mr. Schmidt.
Thank you.
You weren't in the office.
Oh, okay.
I'm not stepping on you.
You were.
Need a referee for the referees.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is... Is it Cheryl Shala? Is that correct? Okay.
Sure. Oh,
And it's 223 Myers Street. It's lot 1 and 2, block 9, first ad to Odell Paddock Edition.
That's 24. Ms. Shala, would you give your name and address for the record?
Cheryl Shala. 223 Myers Street, Odell. 641.
Would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Please begin.
I just don't know why it was raised. We haven't done any.
That's your only question?
That's, yeah.
I'm sure Mr. Standard can probably elaborate on that.
We have met. I went through your home with you and through your outbuilding out there that your husband built for you. Or for him. I apologize.
It was for him.
Yeah. We did do a walkthrough. The home is very well kept, and based on the sales, that's how we came up with it, your valuation. No improvements have been made, quote you. And I walked through everything. I rated everything, the bathrooms, the kitchens, and it's been well taken care of. And there's not much else I can say.
What kind of increase? What was the increase on this?
She went from 50,000 to 59. And it's been we've been all over the board with it. 54, then in 18 it went to 60, then down to 51, 52, 52, 50, and now it's back up with what's going on in the market today.
Have you ever protested it before?
My husband did.
Okay. So kind of what's just a little bit of information. Our market is really strong right now, and so we react to the market. We have to use 2 years of sales. And so, like, down in the Odell area, we have a number of sales that we look at. Beatrice, a lot. Most of all the residential areas around here, the market's just real strong. Doesn't mean you have to necessarily do anything to the property, but we're required. The sold properties, what they sell for in Odell, that is an indication of what the unsold are worth also in order to obtain equalization. So that's just a little explanation.
It went up quite a lot, so that I just...
9,000, yeah. And basically, right now, we're looking at properties in Moore and Beatrice area that have sold 100,000 more than we've had them valued at. So there's definitely the last year and a half, with the interest rates down and everything, things have been extremely difficult for our office to try to, you know, make up that kind of value that quickly. And we can't chase the sales, so we can't just go after those that have sold, because the unsold ones may have the same type of finish and everything else as sold ones. So we just, you know, we just look at the market, and we have to be within a certain range of the state.
Ms. Shallow, we deal with this with farm ground a lot. Someone that bought farm ground, say, at so many $100 an acre, and they're being taxed at so many $1,000 an acre. It's a moving target. Do you feel your house could be sold for $59,000?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know that's just shy of a 20% increase. There were a lot of, I think Ms. Milligan told us in Beatrice, that was the moving target, was around a 20% increase in Beatrice as well at one point in time. I don't know if that's still the case.
It was about we did about a 12. I'd been doing 5 and 10, you know, 5 to 10s. Now they're probably 12 to 20 on across the board on different homes in the city of Beatrice. Now, Beatrice is a little bit different market than what Odell is, but Odell has a pretty good, I mean, your town is pretty well kept as far as a lot of homes down there. And since he's been through it, that would make me feel comfortable with the fact that I think that your value is probably okay.
We did make some adjustments. She corrected me on the age of 1884, and I put that in the record for additional down the road for depreciation and everything. And her Astro building, it's a 14-foot height. It's 1,200 square foot. That it's an asset to your building, but... maybe not to you, but it was to your husband. Okay.
Thank you.
Any additional comment from the board, from the assessor's office, referees? Does the board want to make a change to this one? This has been recommended at 59,785. Seeing none, you're comfortable with that number, Daryl?
Yes, I am.
At this time, we plan to leave that at 59,785. It sounds like that valuation has kind of gone up and down over the years. Moving valuation going up is good as a whole for everyone, but it never feels like it's good when you're being assessed on property, I know.
I think we had it pretty stable, and then I think we protested a couple times that brought it down, but now we're bringing it back up. So. Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that plumbing. You need some help, call one of these guys.
Thank you, Ms. Shella.
Okay, Lonnie Prefert has two, and it looks like that's what I think that was.
That's
yours.
Yeah.
We'll do 2401 Elk Street first, which is, I think, on the no change list, right?
Both of them are,
okay. And then there's also another one, too, that he can get to when he's there.
For Lloyd.
Mr. Prefert, will you give your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Lonnie Prefert. I live at 2401 Elk Street in Beatrice, Nebraska.
Will you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear to tell the whole truth, yes.
Thank you, sir.
Nothing but the truth.
Please begin.
Pardon?
Please begin.
Well, I'll begin on this one, on that 2401 Elk Street.
This is Lloyd, yeah. Lloyd, yeah, is.
I know Lonnie. Lonnie and I know each other.
Yeah. And that was $182,000 before. They want to take it to $202,000. And, of course, I want to keep it at $182,000 if I can. And we took some sheetrock off of the basement walls because of, we had trouble with the hot water heater down there. So Paul Davis came along from Lincoln and said that we need to take the sheetrock off from the floor up 2 foot all around. So we took that off, and it's going to cost some money to put that back. But we got rid of the trouble that was in the walls, which is called mold. But I didn't do it because it was just, well, anyhow, we saw just a little spot there from the hot water heater. The hot water heater blew up, started leaking. Nobody knew it. And now, since then, after that, I put in from Ace Hardware, there's a little thing you put by the hot water heater, and it says it rings a bell when there's any trouble. So when there's any water, it rings a bell. But anyhow, that's what we did at that down in the basement. And that's about it. That's about my story.
Mr. Dickinson?
Well, when Lonnie and I talked, the basement problem I fully understand and agree with, but that occurred in March of 2022, and her assessment or the county's assessor's office is as of January 1st, 2022.
Yes.
So I put you on pickup for next year.
Okay.
And told them that you were not going to make the repairs, and I'm sure you'll get something off next year, but I can't tell you what.
Well, I might make a repair someday, but if I do, I can turn it in as far as that goes.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got a building permit system. And then on your value of your house, there's four sales very close to you, same neighborhood, in other words. It sold for $192 a square foot, $149 a square foot, $128 a square foot, $158 a square foot, and your assessment's at $136. So that's why I recommended no change.
Well, yeah, I believe it at $182,000 then.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's on the next.
Your assessment, I'm saying, should be $202,430.
And that's at 100.
Oh, yeah.
And that puts him at $136 a square foot.
Yes, sir.
That's right in there.
That's right in there.
middle of all those numbers.
That's a median level of value, so not an average, a median.
Okay. That's taking the building price up to $2,000. It's taking it from $16,000. It was worth $16,000. They claim it went to $18,000. Or 182,000, they went up to 182, and it was at 163,000. So they went from 163,000 up to 182. And on the building.
Are you talking about the house went from once? The house went from 160.
You're going back to 2016 and looking at the numbers going forward. Is that correct? The assessment values.
Well, anyhow, it just states 163,000 what the building was, and then now it's gone to 182. So I held it at 182 for a few years. Now, of course, we're going to 202. So that's where we are. We're going to. Well, I don't want to go to 202, but if you think it's okay, we'll go to 202.
Mr. Prefect, I think. With that square footage price being in somewhere in that median in the middle of those other sales that were similar in your area, that's probably in the ballpark. What I would recommend, since that problem happened in March with the sheetrock, if you would protest next year, or instead of protest, even just call the assessor's office and talk to Ms. Milligan or Mr. Dickinson, just say, hey, this is where we're at. This is the problem from last year. Because these are for your 2021,
that's fine.
Since we're in arrears, so then in March of 22, that would be on next year's. If you'd come in or just call them, I'm sure they'll make some adjustment for you next year.
We got you on the pickup list, but it doesn't hurt to be reminded.
That's real good. I appreciate it. And then I have another one here. It's can we go to the next one then, sir?
Yes, sir.
It's 1700 Washington, 17th and Washington. It's a duplex, and it was at 109,000. It has been at 109. Now we've gone to 121. That's where they want to go to. It's 121,000 now. It was at 109. But the only thing I can say there is leave the money down as far as we can, because the building's getting old. It's getting older. What makes that place look nice is I do want to comment on it in regard to my place is real nice looking. So when they drive past there, they say, hey, let's raise that tax on there, because the renter right to the south, 1700 Lincoln. 1700 Lincoln, they need to do something about that place. And it's not in my calculation the way we should live. And so it makes my place look a lot nicer, of course. Because that place to the south of me, right across the alley, is pretty bad. And so I don't want, when we talk to each other, we kind of don't agree. But he needs to do something about his yard, because I'm a guy that wants to take care of my stuff.
But we do appreciate that too, Lonnie. Everywhere, all your properties you own, they always do look good. We do appreciate that.
They look good. I keep them mowed up. And I don't mow them anymore, but I hire it done. But when I see a neighbor that's not keeping their yard up, so I just want to say that they need to keep their yards up, because they live here, and they're supposed to live with everybody and not by themselves. If they lived on a farm, then they could do what they want to do. But since they live in town, we need some respect. And so I want them to hold respect. I want them to hold that line.
I can understand that. From the referees, do you have any comment on 1700 Washington? And did you take into consideration the neighbor on Lincoln Street?
What I did was pulled up two sales of, they're on Jackson Street, which are duplexes.
Yeah.
And they're close to your property. They were built about the same time. They are a little bit bigger, but not much. And they sold for $78 a square foot each. And yours is assessed at 63. So, Lonnie, I couldn't help you out.
Okay.
And the way they make these adjustments, in my understanding of the assessor's office, they look at sales, compare them to the assessor's value, and when they get out of line more than basically 10%, I think, they have to raise everybody. And they did raise other duplexes besides yours the same amount.
Okay, that's real
percentage
good.
Percentage amount, I mean.
That's real good, yeah.
Lonnie, I'd ask that you... You give them a call next year on the Elk Street property,
okay,
and make an adjustment there. The market is going up right now.
Yeah, the market's going up, and I appreciate your time.
Hey, we appreciate you coming in. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. I have some pretty nice rentals, and so I just want to say that to you folks that if you know of anyone, but I don't need anyone right now because we've been full for quite a long time, but. When I'm needing somebody, or they can keep me in mind.
Are you trying to get free advertising in a public meeting?
A little bit.
Thank you, sir. Well,
I guess that's the time to do it, isn't it?
I suppose so. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lonnie.
You bet. Thank you.
This is...
Lisa?
That's one we just talked about. 17th of March.
That's what he said.
Okay, this next one is Lisa
Sadie.
Okay, located at 1220 North 13th Street here in the office.
Is that one? Correct.
No, 20. Well, I don't think so. Got it all.
Mr. Saney, Mrs. Saney, will you give your name? Miss Saney, will you give your name and address for the record, please?
Lisa Saney. The property in question is 1220 North 13th Street, Beatrice, Nebraska.
Will you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, ma'am. Go ahead.
My father purchased the property in question in 2014 for me to live in. He willed it to me after his death in 2020. Since he's owned it in 2014, nothing's been done. The roof needed to be done. The lady that owned it before us, the realtor, told us that she did not put, she took the insurance money and didn't put it back in. And as of today's date, the roof needs to be done. Nothing's been done to the building structure, and the taxes are increasing due to the building structure. Nothing's been done to it. I'm on a fixed income, so getting the money to redo things is different. But I do have insurance coming in on due to the last hailstorms and storms that came this year. So they're going to be starting on the roof coming up. So that'll get fixed here. And but I talked to Daryl on Monday, wasn't it? We talked?
Yeah.
Yes, and there's been absolutely nothing on the inside. My daughter and her family live there now, and they have three big dogs that live in there. So there's been nothing done remodeling or otherwise inside either. So there's been nothing done, like I said, since we've owned it. Like I said, Dad owned it 2014, and I lived there the entire time. Then I inherited after he passed away in 2020.
Ms. Saney, the current value is at $103,840, and our current recommended change is at $94,000. Is that in line with where you thought it should be?
And what's that increase then from last year? I forgot. I ran out the door this morning.
We reduced it to your request of $94,000, I believe.
It was increased $10,000.
Right. We were at $103,840, and... the sale was taken into consideration and taken back to it with some time adjustment to it. So we recommended $94,000.
The original recommendation was at $103,840.
Right. And it back to
they took it back to what they've presented to us is $94,000 is, okay. And that's your requested value. It sounds like. So
yes.
I assume that's.
That's better.
In line
yes.
with.
It's good. Yes, I hadn't talked to Daryl again since Monday, so I was unsure as to what it was, and he had told me to come today.
We appreciate you talking to the assessor's office and the referees. It sounds like that's in line with what you were hoping for then?
Yes, and things will be improving this year, you know, later on, as soon as, you know, the roofing companies. My son-in-law that lives there now actually works for the roofing company.
I was going to ask, is it a rental?
Pardon me?
Is it a rental?
Well, you know, it's with my daughter, so there's nothing in...
I got a few
writing, you know how that goes. They needed the space. I live in a... little apartment. 2 weeks ago, they showed up and increased my rent $200. I'd have it in 6 days. Yeah.
Are there any other questions from the board?
Yeah.
Or from the referees?
No, that's what we would recommend to her.
Okay.
Anything?
Well,
so
thank you.
Looks like you're.
That's great.
You got what you requested. Then was saying.
I didn't know what he had ended up suggesting, so I came today to make sure.
We appreciate you
wasn't
coming.
Wasn't there $50,000 on that? Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you
Thank
for your
you.
Time, folks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You. We'll see you next year then when
yeah.
you get through
yeah,
six
we'll
and
have to talk.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what we're going to do next year.
Uh oh.
Okay, so the next one is Key Hackenlob. There you go. Okay.
Whoa.
We got two of them here in Claytonia.
Yeah. Mr. Hackenlob, will you give your name and address for the record, please?
Keith Hackenlob, 224 Washington Street, Claytonia, Nebraska.
Will you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. If you would, we've got items 11 and 12, the first being at 125.9. If you'd give us maybe the breakdown of that one, the recommended value we have is 125.895.
The property is the old Legends Bar in Claytonia. I purchased it in 2020, and in the time from 2017 up until now, the average increase of that property has gone up almost 65 or over 65% increase. I've got 20 addresses I took around town just at random, and the average increase of the entire town is about 16%, but mine's gone up over 65. I've done nothing to the property since I purchased it aside from put up a small privacy fence to warrant that much of an increase on the property. It was assessed at $180,000 last year, which is actually almost $40,000 more than what I paid for the price and what it was appraised for. I did speak with Daryl, and he came out and redid the numbers on it, and he came up with the 125.9. When I spoke to him just earlier this week, he was saying that it was from the sale price. There's two different properties in Claytonia. One sold for $195,000 just last year, and that's assessed lower than mine. But it sold for $195,000. Another one was sold for $165,000, and that's also assessed lower than mine. Both of those, you know, are appraised at a much higher value than my property.
So the $125,895 is not a value you're happy with?
No.
What value did you request?
I believe I put it a 20% increase. I apologize. I lost that paper.
Oh, here. Take a look at that. That's what you betcha. That's what.
94,428, which is about a 20% increase, which is is equal with the rest of the town, which is, you know, average with the rest of the town.
94,428, I believe. I guess I'll ask Daryl, with you reviewing this, what are your thoughts on the 94,428?
I have been through it, and he was gracious enough to let me do a walkthrough as far as the facility. And he does have, he still has the bar that's present with refrigerators and freezers and coolers and et cetera.
They're not usable, though.
Okay.
It's basically just the doors. All the components from it have been removed.
Right, and you made that clear to me that
yep.
you aren't going to be able to turn around and turn it into a bar again.
That is correct.
And he has a, It's a big open area that he's taken bookcases and lined it up to separate for the bedroom here and living room area on this side. And I did take that into consideration. I did put a functional on the property as to reflecting the functionality that he doesn't have. He could build a wall there if he wanted to, but in this case, he's left it wide open for
The fireplace would not. There's a fireplace there that would not allow for a wall to be built to divide that room.
Right, and there is a fireplace, and we did adjust for that functionality on it, and we came in at that $125,895. And that's where we were. Percentages of increases, I don't look at what percent of increase each thing went at. I look at what's happening uniquely to that specific property. And it's an unusual property. It's mm-hmm. the old bar, Legend Bar, and it still has the patios and the deck and everything else out there, and it's a large patio. And he did have problems with the tenants next door that were coming over and smoking on his patio and putting out their cigarettes and throwing everything all around. So that's where we were with it. So, and he did pay $140,000.
Does it have an income approach to it at all, or is this
no,
all,
no,
this
it's
is not
no,
be
he has no, it's not an income producing. It's for his own personal use.
Questions from the board. What was it assessed at last year?
$179,115. And at the request of the owner, we went out and made some adjustments based on the situation that he had at that time.
And the recommended value now is at $125,895?
Right.
With some of the sale prices that you disclosed just now, that's a fair amount below those appraised values. Of course, we don't know the absolute details on that, but with other properties that you brought up that are in, I'm assuming they're a similar type
yes.
sale for you to bring them up. Those were all a fair amount more than this proposed
yes.
assessment. So without anything else, I would think that this $125,895 is probably within reason. That's...
Eric, I might add that when we do a sale, too, it has to be in our time frame. So we look at 2 years back in residential, and I don't know if any of these sales that you're talking about occurred in our time frame. It may not be in our study yet.
When you're doing, as you bring comparables, too, there is that time frame. If you bring comparables to us or to the assessor's office, you always want to bring lower. I'm going to bring lower sales, of course, not higher sales, but... would you feel this is within range, though, within a fair dollar amount to represent?
I just don't understand why houses that are appraised so much higher than mine are assessed the same as mine. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Are they assessed similarly to yours?
The one that sold for $195,000 is assessed at $125,205. That's actually less than what mine's assessed at.
I guess that would be a question I would have, too. And I don't know what you've got there. Daryl, please elaborate.
I don't mean to interrupt the owner, but he supplied us with a list of addresses only. But this is a mixed use. They could be one stories, two stories.
I was not able to find anything as far as, well, since it was a bar, trying to find a comparison is not easy
basically
to do.
Basically impossible. That's understandable.
Yeah. So I basically just took 20 addresses from town at random. I didn't go by, square footage or, any type of, improvements to the properties. I just took 20 addresses at random.
Do I understand correctly? Last year, this was assessed at 180, basically?
Yes.
So this would be a reduction, a decent reduction
oh, yes,
here,
yeah.
about 75,000.
With a sell of 140.
This is built in 2015.
Part of it was.
Part of
I was going to say, I know the property up there, and I know that's kind of a hodgepodge together of
It is.
Additions and build-ons.
And I recently found out that I've got asbestos shingles on the inside of the property.
Don't touch them. They'll last forever.
don't
take that advice.
We got to redo the siding because of the hail damage, and now I've got to hire somebody to come in, a specialty company, to remove the asbestos from the inside of it.
Would that cause any difference in your assessment?
Not to date right now. It will.
I guess that's a brand new thing, so this, yep, again, we're looking
next
at
next year.
Get us back out there, and we'll have to take it from there.
Any additional comment from the board or from the referees?
I don't.
Or from you, sir? Any wish from the board to make a change from the suggested value of $125,895? I believe at this time we're going to leave that at the $125,000. Don't like to see a 65% increase. I know if you look back at any properties, there's big differences. It sounds like this brings us back more to a realistic number, though, especially with a sale at $140,000. We're within a relative range
of the appraised value, yes.
Appraised value. I would ask you to continue on to your next property, then.
The next property is 230 Washington, which is actually basically the garage next on the same. It's all one big property, but it's got a second address to it. The property, it went from 1,050 in 2017 up to 6,940, which is a 570% increase. And there's also been any type of improvements to the property. It's just a big garage is all it is. It's just a single door, but it's kind of deep. So it's, I guess you could call it a two-car garage. And then there's a small deck or patio, however you want to call it, off to the side of it as well.
Does this value of $6,940 reflect the building plus the ground it sits on?
Plus the ground, plus the wood deck of 624 square feet, and the garage is almost 1,000 square foot. Only thing I don't know about the garage is it usable?
You can put vehicles in there, yes. It's not insulated. There's no electrical or anything like that in there. It's basically just a freestanding structure with a garage door.
Is that a concrete floor?
Half of it.
Yeah.
It's mostly cracked up, so I've actually removed most of the concrete.
Okay. But that did include $1,300 on the land value included in that. So, but that's where we were with it. Like any other garage, if Keith would have said, no, it's not usable, I can't use it. And I agree with Keith on with several things. It's such a hodgepodge over there. Previous owner just kind of built stuff up and put fronts on stuff, and it was no building at all. But as a garage, and it is usable, I'm comfortable with where we are with it.
Comments from the board? Do you have anything comparable that you looked at in town?
Just a garage? No.
Just a garage or anything?
We just kind of use the same that we did with any attached garage or detached. It's a detached in the community, but he's got a big deck there, and I know he's not doing dances with it or using it for dances or anything. That's a lot of lumber.
A two car garage. I mean, without seeing it, I would tend to think $1,000 was probably underrated for that amount. I mean, the valuation of a two car garage at $7,000, without seeing it, and they have seen it. Mm-hmm. I guess it tends to seem like less than what a garage would be worth, but. I guess at this time, without anything else from the board on it, the recommendation of reducing the Legends Bar to $125,595 will stay in place. I'm sorry, $125,895, and increasing the garage to $6,940.
Yeah.
If anything changes or anything does pop up, please let the assessor's office know, or if you do have issues, if there are issues there. If you're not satisfied with this result, though, there is the option to go to Turk, which would be another governing board that's completely separate from any of us, and the assessor will help, you know, put you in contact with the right people there.
Okay.
Because we do want it to be equal at the end of the day. We don't want you here and your neighbor here for a similar property, but
yep. That's the hard part about it. There is no similar property.
There's not.
I understand that part is extremely difficult. So,
Mr. Commissioner, I didn't mean to interrupt your feed, but if Keith would give us a call after the dust settles through the protest time, that we'd be happy to come out and take a look at some of those factors,
okay.
Whether it be weekends or what works for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, the next one is Amy Lynn. Is it red?
Red.
Yeah. That would be number 23. The property 711 East Court Polling Drug, and this is your historical one, and we did this.
Ms. Red, would you give your name and address for the record, please?
Hi, my name is Amy Red. I live at 711 and 3/4 Court Street, Beatrice, and I'm here to protest the evaluation.
Would you please raise your right hand?
Oh, sure.
You swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, I applied and was approved for the VIP historical tax preference incentive program, and that is basically for 8 years the property should be assessed at no more than $50,000, and so that's in my file at the tax assessor's office, and I came to protest the increase that recently happened.
The recommendation that they've brought to us is at $50,000.
Alrighty.
And if
yeah, it's.
I guess I do have a question. On all these changes, why weren't these people informed so they would not have to come back in here because they're getting what they requested?
From what I understand, we've called as many as we could. I mean, Terry, we had 40 in the middle of the month, and then we had the last 3 days that brought it up to 120. So these guys were trying to do as best they could. I don't know whether an answering machine, did you try to call her or whatever? I think at that, when we talked, I indicated that that's where we were going to put it at. But
yes.
Well, Ms. Red, you are at $50,000 now. That's the recommendation we brought. We appreciate you taking the time to sit with us. But we'll try to get those out next year earlier if we do have a recommendation.
Yes, it should continue for 8 years, so that's why I wanted to make sure it was good to go.
Just make sure they don't sneak one in there on you.
I know, yeah. All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. When we talk, I told you had that approved application.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remember talking. Okay.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to make sure everything was good.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Mr. Juergens, in answer to your question, a lot of them, I don't know if they believed us or not, so they decided they'd better come in and be sure what we recommended is what they were getting to the board.
Because I talked to her at Wayne about what we were getting.
Yes, I don't understand. All right, go ahead.
Because I had the approved application from the state. That's a state application for historical property.
No, he's 10.
Some of them even said that they knew that's what it was, but they were coming in to make sure.
Well, I mean, honestly, you guys could change your mind if you wouldn't agree. I mean, that's the only thing. Is if
that,
you guys,
would be a hard one. But
well, it would, but I know I talked to her at length, and so said that that wasn't going to be a problem unless something came up. I'd let her know. So. Okay, the next one is...
I do have one question, though. Does anybody sit on that historical downtown?
That's done by the state.
None of us are on the
boards.
Not that I know of anyone's on the Historical Society. Or, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Stan Meyer, Equals. That would be the
Mr. Meyer, will you give your name and address for the record, please?
Certainly. Stan Meyer, 1319 Lakeshore Drive in beautiful Beatrice.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Patty, you'll get us the parcel number.
It's under
01318400.
What number is it on the
number 8 on
no change.
On no change. I thought you said on change. No wonder I can't find it.
Equinox Consulting.
Okay.
It was a trick. Mr. Meyer, please proceed.
Yes, sir. This building used to be the Shopko building. It was valued, it looks like, around $579,000 and change for several years until Shopko closed in 2019. The building set for sale for probably almost 10, 11 months, I believe. We bought it. They finally wore us down. We did not want to buy it. We bought it for $350,000 in late 2019, early 2020, I believe. That would be 2020. We bought that early 2020. Did virtually nothing to improve it other than painting. We sealed the parking lot. Bomb guards came in when they did rent it and put in new lights, new patch of carpet in the front, shined the floor up. Nothing was done to the floor. No walls were moved that I know of in there. And the value's gone up 300% on this. Now, we've got some comparables. Houston's, which is on the same parcel right next door, is valued at $390,000. Drools at 19th and Court, which just sold for $250,000. Roar's Machinery, North 6th Street, $213,000 it's valued at. And I think the Jurgens building down South 6th just sold for $175,000. We heard. I don't know. Have any. I haven't seen any documents on that. But they said. But anyway, our building's gone up from $350,000 valuation to a million. Where are we at? $1,319,000.
You purchased it at $350,000. Was that the valuation at that time?
I can tell you what the valuation. No, the valuation was $579,945, and that was that was in 2019.
It went from 579 to 945.
It went from 579 to 1,000,003.
Okay.
And change. So, but it actually was 350,000. We had it lowered to our purchase price for $350,000.
Okay,
In 2021, it was valued at $350,000, which is what we paid. This year, we got an increase of $1,319,000. I would like to see the documentation or the like sales on that in Beatrice.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
The building stand that you compare it with, okay? What about Orchards and Tractor Supply? Because that's the same type of a building and same type of business.
I didn't look at their valuation. The stuff on North Highway 77 is far more valuable than the stuff on either west or east side of town. So I just compared the Drool property,
Close by.
Is very comparable. 19th and Court, big parking lot. I don't know the size of the building, but it had a going business in it, and it's now sold to a going business. $250,000.
That's the property of Spady Runcie.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then Houston's, which is right next door, you know, same area.
Used to be the supermarket.
It used to be a supermarket. Same age, I believe, of building. It's a little smaller. But his is valued on your tax record at $390,000. Yeah, $390,000 and change.
Is this, Darrell, is this one yours?
Yeah, I did this. I'm going to pass around his comparables, which we felt were not comparable. But
Dave, I will answer that we did get Roars out on North 6th.
Okay.
We tried to look for big buildings that we could have.
The low ceilings make a big difference. We looked at the comps that Stan had supplied us with, and we felt that they were not comparable. And I'd ask Mr. Myers about what his rent is. It's a rental property, so therefore we value them based on their income producing. He refused to give it to me, and I'm asking again, what is the lease and what is the rent?
That's all confidential information. The last time we shared rent, it got out in the public. The tenants do not want that shared. It's in there, a lot of their leases, the commercial leases, as you're probably aware.
Yep.
You know, that's all confidential. I can tell you it's under $3 a foot. I can tell you that.
Okay. I don't know that for sure.
I can tell you that. I am telling you that.
Stan told me a lot of things, and we've had a lot of discussions. But
Mr. Myers, under oath, though, yes, in saying that.
Mm-hmm. I heard him. I stand on our value. I don't think that the comps that he's supplying would be used in any appraisal that an appraiser would use. We tried to estimate what would be, and I did a walkthrough, looked at everything that Stan had just talked about, talked to the manager. He said the same thing that Stan says. Oh, I'm not going to tell you what the rent is.
Yeah, that's so. Confidential.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is. So yeah. We do gather rents from other places that are confidential, but I can't share them with Stan. So, but
are any of them under $3 a foot?
No.
Okay.
What kind of footage is the Shopko building?
Okay.
Right at 33,000, I believe.
And Stan, there was something sent to us, and I don't know if you sent it from the Paragon Tax Group. They used a 450 for the rental rate. Was this coming from you?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, who submitted it to us?
I have no idea who that company is.
I don't either.
I don't know who Paragon is.
Based on 32,784 square feet. They went through the math problems, and what were you requesting for a value? You wanted to go back to
375.
Oh, really? On your protest, you're asking for $1,089,800.
No.
Oh, is that what?
No, I've got it right here. 375 is what I filed.
Okay. Well, somehow this got sent to us, and I don't know where it came from. It got mailed to us in regards to your property. And they're estimating $1,089,800, but it's a company that is in mass appraisal business.
I have no idea. No idea who that is. It didn't come from me.
It didn't come from you?
No.
I guess I would ask what our comparable sales are, or what are the comparable properties in size to this?
We don't have a sale that compares to this.
Or what do we have that's a comparable assessment to this then? Because, I mean, we've got to be comparing it to something.
We're going to have to pull some.
What about the Duard building?
It's vacant. It was practically
It was not vacant. It was a going business. The guy had a golf cart business in there. He had a body shop in there. He had cars in the showroom. It was not a vacant business.
If we would, I mean, just... The North 6th Street is a different valuation than what this would be. Would you agree this would be similar to something in, I guess it's retail. I'm trying to think of something that would be a comparable business in the area that we could just compare feet to feet with.
Have the Tractor Supply.
Orchards and Tractor Supply are both.
Those are both
those
North
Those are both
6th
on
Street.
North 77.
What about... Schuster's Repair is on the west side. That would be an open business. Mm-hmm.
The thing we want to look at is the height of the building also, because you go into the Baumgartens, and I mean, it's a high ceiling, it's sprinkled, and it
mm-hmm.
okay, for fire retention because of its size, and those things are a factor, and we looked at that when we looked at some of the comps that he was throwing at me, is Roars, which had it's chopped up. It had no relationship to a big box facility. And So what we can do is pull some other...
How about Houston's?
Houston's is right across the road there.
I've been through that place. I don't think it's a low ceiling. It was an old grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it is conducive to the openness that you have in Baum.
Shopko is a fairly low ceiling, though, isn't it? Is that a 12-foot ceiling?
10-foot.
No,
it's 10-foot.
I mean, the only reason I know that building, I had looked at buying that, and it was short. That was shorter than I wanted.
$1.2 million or something for it, or what were you going to pay for it?
For sale. I will take that.
I mean, I don't know if you want me to say the number I had thrown out there, but you're not going to like it.
You sound like stale. Okay.
But the number I threw out was less than what Stan ended up paying for it.
Okay.
That's where it seems like that's a pretty aggressive price for Beatrice.
Sunmart be comparable?
Sunmart may be a comparable number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Similar, wouldn't it?
I'm sure. Did it just sell, or what's? I guess I should have looked at the value of that.
No, he's just
trying to think.
That would be fair.
Have a sale, though. You're right.
He's using equalization,
but if we have an assessed value, we're just trying to think of what would be comparable to throw a number at. If Sunmart's on the east side.
Russ's market.
The easy number is if Stan can say, hey, Darrell, we get $6.50 a square foot. Boom, we can run the numbers. He says it's confidential.
You come out there, you sign a confidential form, and I'll give you the lease.
Could you do that, Darrell?
Yeah. Do what?
If you would sign a confidentiality statement where, because as soon as, I mean, it's like working with any government body, as soon as it gets in the government hands, I mean, it becomes public knowledge, and I totally get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And we tried to. I mean, you came in, and I thought he was going to call you the next day. Did you guys get together the next day?
No, I went through the facility, though.
Did you call Stan, though?
Stan had already told me he wasn't going to tell me.
No, last time I shared that, it got out into the public site. And it's some of those leases.
Is that what you're saying?
I was up here. So it's public record. So.
Well, I mean, all we have to do is read it, and once it's out, it's out.
It was up on the public forum right here. So that's
some of those leases. We usually put that type of stuff in it.
We are going to meet again July 21st at 8:30 and go through things again. So.
Can I back you up?
Yes, sir.
I would agree to meeting with Stan. If he divulges that, then it won't be public information, but I can put a pencil to it, and we can see where we fall.
Okay.
And not put that in his file. I mean, there's nothing that says we have to have any information like that in a file or anything has to go into public record for that, is there?
No, it won't. No, there's...
I mean, I don't want to hide anything or not be transparent as a government body, but if we don't need anything like that.
It's just like me writing an appraisal for a client. Unless the client wants to release that, I cannot divulge what that appraisal was for.
As long as you do that, because some of those leases do specify privacy on the lease, right? They don't want the competitors to get out. They don't want other building owners that they have buildings in. Like Baumgard's has 150 locations now. And the rent is not the same on any of them, I can guarantee you. And if it was on the north side of town, it would be considerably higher.
Absolutely.
Than where it is on the east side.
I agree with Stan. I deal with a ton of them out there in greater Nebraska, so they're all different.
Could we re-review this on the 21st when we go back through?
Sure, certainly. Certainly. I'll be at the store tomorrow. Darrell, if you want to call me.
Tomorrow.
Well, we've got a little bit of time. I think it's the 13th today. That gives another.
Yeah.
What's your number?
8 days.
What's your cell number?
239-7173.
That is now public record.
Public record. I don't care. Everybody else has got it.
But no, I mean, the referees want to be fair. We want to be equal.
Stored. He runs out the back door.
I do. Hide me. We've, we paid less for both those properties on North 77 a few years back than this is valued at right now.
Okay.
You know, on foreclosure. And this is the 63rd business we brought to town or relocated in town and built out. The first 10 or 20 we did ourselves, and now we hire half of it done.
Are you going to be there this afternoon, though?
No.
When you say at the store, you mean on North 6th?
Yeah, the Ashley store. Yep, the Ashley store.
We do appreciate your investment in Beatrice and Gage County.
I've done none. I've never taken a penny of tax money. No TIF money, no government grants, no government free interest loans, none of that. Maybe some of the tenants have. I don't know. That's their business. But we never have.
We appreciate that. We'll look into this further and try to equalize this.
Yep. Matter of fact, the PPE money we took, we paid it back a month later because we didn't feel right. So there.
Okay, Stan.
So, are we done?
I will catch up with you, and then we'll I'll give them a number. I'm not going to discuss.
That's fine. I'll give it to you. If you'll do that, then that'll.
I'll do it.
I'll send them a copy of. And okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks.
Good to see you.
Nice
to see you.
No, it was out.
I'll use this hand. Let's go.
Yeah, I know. You want me to do it?
Patty? You have any?
Got one more, don't you?
Oh, Stan and I go way back, but you might.
Sorry,
yeah.
Debris. And I just want to say I wasn't prepared. I talked to Carol Monday, but I didn't bring no numbers. I didn't.
Oh, well, then we're done.
So we're
done. No, get up here.
I think both of you could go out.
What's the number?
I think both of you could go up and talk.
Do you have the card?
What is it?
Mr. Ream, will you give
Number
your name and address
Ream,
for the record?
942 North 2nd.
Would you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
I was just wondering why our taxes went up approximately $20,000.
Your value?
We don't, yeah.
I guess the body.
Yeah. I see what we have is a current value or initial proposed at $103,185, a requested value of $84,085, and a recommended change to $101,915.
Did he get sworn in yet?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Sorry.
No worries.
We are possibly getting a new roof from Mother Nature. And new siding, but
this on a house or a building or what is it?
Residence.
It's a single family.
It's we're right across the street from the Glenover Schoolhouse.
Okay.
To the east.
So the requested value of $84,000 is that what your taxes were set at, or was that
assessment?
The old assessment was $84,000, so the recommendation is to increase that to $101,950.
$103,185.
But the recommended, the new recommendation that we have is 101.
I did review the exterior of it, and you had told me about the fireplace being removed and the chimney gone, and so I made an adjustment for removing that. But then I also had told other comps, we have them currently assessed at $94.49. Now, Rodney, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to deal strictly with the assessment and the valuation. We had some comparable sales, and the sales were coming in at $129 a square foot, $133 a square foot, $140 a square foot, $132 a square foot, and $129. These were all one stories. The subject was 1,092 square feet. The comps were 1,100, 1,100, 10, 40, 1,100, and 1,100. And they were all within the same age group. The subject is of 1992. Is that right?
I'm sorry. I'm a body here.
You just stay right
there.
The
boss is right there.
Oh, okay, boss.
If Ms. Ream is going to speak, though, she'll have to come up to the microphone if she's going to speak. Yeah.
I apologize.
Ms. Ream, can you give your name and address for the record?
Deb Ream, 942 North 2nd Street, Beatrice.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Deb, is this your property here? We just should identify that. Thanks, Rodney.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Oh, sure. So for the assessment, I'd be happy to supply you with the sales, the date of the sales, and what was involved. So you were on a crawl space.
Yes.
You had no basement.
No.
So these others were coming in anywhere from $29 to $40 a square foot that had basements, and we adjusted yours down for not having a basement. So, but that's where we came from it. So in your opinion, if there's some structural things going on, in your comment, you said we didn't change anything on our property. Everything is just the same. And you requested it to go back to the $84,000.
No, I can understand it going up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, you asked me the other day, we are painting the inside of the house. I mean, there's no walls move, no nothing, you know, just we got a gal coming in to paint because we haven't probably painted for 15 years. Just to
and you told me the lady was in there painting, and I took that into consideration as just maintenance to the
photographs. Yes. Like I said, I want some new pictures and, you know, that kind of thing. Just kind of renew it, whatever.
Yeah. You live there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Sometimes.
Okay. Part-timer.
I'm at the dollhouse.
Mr. Stannard, what's the square foot price you have in the recommendation of $101,915?
At $101,950.
That's the recommended change that you presented us.
Oh, $94.49.
Oh, that's the $94.99. I thought that was the $84,085. The request.
No, the 80. That's what she's requesting.
Okay, so
she wants it to be at $84.085, and if you take that.
So those other houses, are those on a slab or on basements?
No, they're on basements. We made the adjustments because she has no, it's a crawl.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
And they were coming in at from 129 to 140 a square foot, similar square footage, similar ages, quality, condition, and sightings vary from.
Do you typically take $35 to $45 a square foot off for being on a crawl space versus a basement?
If it's finished, yeah. We'll
have versus a finished basement.
Right, if it's a finished basement. We made, there were some basement finish of 800 square feet in four of the five.
Yeah, that's that one. So you feel that's an appropriate?
I felt it was, based on the comps that we have.
One thing I want to add is it doesn't matter right now, and I understand what you're saying. It doesn't matter that you did anything or didn't do anything.
Okay.
It's what we're reacting to the market of what these homes are selling for.
Okay. Yep, I heard that. You know,
when we first started, like I've been here a long time, and I said, you know, the starter home was at such and such. Starter homes right now are at almost $200,000.
Yeah, I
understand. So that's what's real hard to understand. My office in the last year and a half has seen amazing increases on what people are willing to pay. And I don't know if that's the interest rate. I don't know. You know, it's just there were not homes out there for people to buy for a while. The market was, you know, there were none available. So the fact that you didn't do anything, it's just that we're reacting to homes similar to yours that have sold for a much higher price, and you get caught up in that because we're doing an equalization in the governor's office. So, and we only deal in value, no taxes. So the value is what we feel if you put it on the market today that you could put it on for that amount.
For how much?
Do that today, or do we?
$103.185.
So $103,185.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of people use Zillow. Now, we don't necessarily encourage you to use that, but Zillow's a good place to go to. It's a, I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I've heard of Zillow, but I don't.
a lot of people are using that as a tool to sell their properties. They're not even going through necessarily a realtor anymore.
That's why they're getting the big price.
And they're getting, yeah.
Yeah, but I agree with your father.
Husband.
Okay.
I was kidding.
Okay. And taxpayers will do this percentage increase. And it tells me as an appraiser in mass appraisal that I hate those big increases because it means we've missed that property maybe through the years. And it hadn't been a hit in a couple percentage a year. And I'd love to just 5% every year and we just keep hitting them and hitting them or reducing. But in some cases, things do fall between the cracks and other homes are, we miss them for some reason or another.
Well, we're getting into bidding wars, too, where people are asking a certain amount and they're bidding them up.
Yeah, I can believe that. I understand.
This seems to fall within the range, though. If there's a $30 to $50 reduction for crawl space versus a finished basement, that would fit in the midst of these for where the values are now. Does that make sense?
You're at
$95 a square foot now. With the finished basement, they're showing $129 to $140 per square foot. So, like they said, even though you haven't done anything differently, just the market has moved and the assessment's based on the market, which is good if you're selling and the market's going up.
Which we're not.
Which is bad if you're holding and the market goes up. But that's the scenario we're in everywhere, not just here, but everywhere right now.
My understanding is that banks are lending up to 100% of the value, too. So I don't know
that,
if that's going to...
That can change values as well.
And Deb and Rodney's problem is it'd be fine if they wanted to just sell it and get out of it, but if they got to get back in the market, then they're going to pay that high price for what's going on.
Yeah, we're not selling. We're just...
No.
I just thought it was at 84, and it went up like 20,000. I was thinking it's 40, but 20,000. I just thought that's a lot.
It's a big increase.
That's a very big increase in a year.
Percentage-wise, it's a very big increase. Any other comment from the board?
I would just say anything they want to do is to come in and talk to us, see what's going on as far as sales and the market. We'll share anything we have.
So. You know, like I said, I could understand going up, you know, 8,000, something like that, but 20,000, I just thought that was
we prefer those
a
too.
Big jump.
We
you
prefer
know,
them. It's less problems and stress on the taxpayer and also the county commissioners and everything else and the assessors. So.
But you feel that is where it's been missed before? Or
yeah, I think that it's one of those that, you know, it's fallen between the cracks and we should have had addressed it, but we haven't had a market like we've got now.
What was wrong with the value?
As a... Ms. Milligan has said we are seeing between 12 and 20% increases in residential houses in this area. So that's still on the upper end of that increase rate.
You know, Glenover used to be kind of the dumpy part of town.
It's become a nice part of town.
Yeah,
now,
and
though.
There's a lot of newer houses out there by us.
And I'm not even getting to my 100% market value that the state requires. I'm at 95 median on residential. So...
Anything else from the board?
So we're going with the recommended change on that one?
And unless someone wants to make a change to that. The recommended change would be 101,915. If you'd like to make a change, just make a motion to make a recommendation if you'd like to lower it and a dollar amount. Or raise it, any change. Not trying to steer you one way or another on that. If there's no motion to make a change to the recommendation of 101,915, anything additional from you, Mrs. Reed?
And I can say if that's what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be, I guess.
If you're not satisfied with our valuation there is another option to go to Turk.
I heard you.
I don't want to steer you
else.
Away from that at all either. We do want to be at that right value.
No.
6826.
Okay.
Worry about it.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Ream.
Take care of your hubby.
any other discussion on any of the ones that we've had in front of us right now. If not, I would ask for a motion to approve the changes to property valuation protests as listed. I'll read them all in first. I'd ask for a motion to approve the changes as recommended, including the change to parcel number 0045-93100 Leslie Miller from 386-045 to 371-025. Were there any other changes other than what was listed and given to us? Is that the only one?
You're pulling Stan Meyer out, right?
He is on the no change list, so we will pull him out on the next motion. So if everyone's okay with those, I'd ask for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Schuler, second by Swavely, to approve all listed changes as read?
Yes.
And with that, I suppose we'll read through these.
No, let's vote on it first, and I'll, you can read through them.
Let's vote. Don's saying we might not be able to. Do we have to read these before we vote?
Well, that's how you normally do, but...
Well, it's not normal.
If you don't want to read them, that's up to you.
Okay. Anyone want to read?
Tell them how good I am to
you. Does anyone want to read these real bad, or you want me to start through them? There's not too many today.
It's all yours.
Can you just read them, like, real quietly in there and pretend like you're reading?
I'll try to read them quickly.
Used to do
01314-9000, Blackwell Joyce, recommended change 154-550. 01087673 Marilyn Coffin, recommended change 318-500. 08005000 Terry and Deborah Damon, recommended change 120,110. 0027340000 Cody Dunn, recommended change 155,130. 01041400 Equity Trust Company. Jeff Colson, recommended change 212,000.00930070000. Rebecca Hanshaw, recommended change 125,060.00988000. John and Rita Heido, recommended change 28,455.00988100000. John and Rita Heido, recommended change 111,380.00921400000. Sandra Creek, Holly and Chelsea Kellogg, Sandra, Holly, Rakes, Chelsea, and Creek. Recommended change 26,950. 0052410000 Wayne Lineweber, recommended change 613,320. 0058220000 Billy Little, recommended change 175,070. 0091077000 Mary Nice, recommended change 34,360. 0142260000 Scott Osborne, recommended change 11,675. 01164-3214 Brad and Kelly Parr, recommended change 213-45. 01087672-3 Bob Pella, recommended change 186-384. 00796600000 Philippi Electric, recommended change 280,225.
It was 271,
yeah. Because you wrote it.
01304750 Robert and Don Philippi, recommended change 331016. 00481700000 Steve and Ruth Crowley, Recommended change, $195,725.0098270000. Ben Preble. Recommended change, $13,125.0055250000. Corey Pyle. Recommended change, $13,470.0107901000. Renee Race. Recommended change, $145,895.0094570000. Casey Rayhorst. Recommended change, $35,000.0098330000. Amy Red. Recommended change, $50,000.0147660000. Rodney and Deborah Ream. Recommended change, $101,915.0111818000. Lisa Saney. Recommended change, $94,000.0125950000. Jody Schmidt. Recommended change, $71,365.0108766800. Matt and Edna Schmidt. Recommended change, $266,890. Dwayne, I'll put her on the bottom. 01274000000. Dwayne Schuster. Recommended change, $72,750.00899200000. Justin and Emily Shockley. Recommended change, $26,195.00877400000. James and Bobby Taylor. Recommended change, $75,000.01148000000. Jeannie M. Uldrick. Recommended change, $89,160.00276000000. Ernest Umbenfunde.
Umbenfunde.
Is he still alive?
Recommended change, $177,555.00160100000. Russell and Elizabeth Yoey Wallman. Recommended change, $276,640. Addition to the list, parcel 00459310000, Leslie
that?
Miller, 00459310000, Leslie Miller, recommended change, $371,025.
Arnold.
371.
Bernie must be in a nursing home or something.
025. Parcels.
I thought both them brothers died. He sold their property.
Any discussion on any of the change list?
I could be
protesting
wrong.
From the grave.
The only addition to that or change is adding Leslie Miller, who had made a request for the wrong amount and presented that to us. If there's no discussion on any of those, I would ask you, we have a motion by Shuler, second by Swavely to approve that list. I would ask you to vote.
Seven in favor.
Oh, five in favor. Motion carries. I would ask for a motion to approve the no change on property valuation protests as listed, less 00459310000 to Leslie Miller.
So moved.
And Equinox.
And
she's quite
01318400000 to Equinox for further review. Motion by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Anyone would like to read the list?
You're doing a good job.
We gotta read it.
If not, 00916000000, Alan Reynolds, $79,810, 00833900000, Alan Reynolds, $48,105, 00877100000, Gerald and Linda Anderson, 101-835, 00972100000, Shane and Samantha Becker, $87,655, 01127400000, Joaquin Carroll, $92,235.0127870000. Frank and Luann Conrad, 126-475-0110625-01. Jeff Collison, $166,725. We will not approve Equinox Consulting at this time. Adam German, 00727-0000, $96,915. 0104740000. Rosemary Gondringer, $98,620. 00705300000. Keith Heckenliebel, $125,895. 00705400000. Keith Heckenliebel, $6,940. 01247800000. Daniel and Jennifer Keys, $85,315. 00676100000. Derek Costell, $45,085. 0119310000. Jamie and Candith Kujath, $157,575. 0147200000. Benjamin and Lisa Little Leppert, $130,285. 0086 8695. Start over. 0086 95000. Tony and Lori Lovell, 86,345. 0153052 44. Merlin Rental Properties, Merlin Properties LLC, 33,555. 0124170000. Joe and Patricia Moaning, 145,310. 0147202 11. Dorothy J. Petrowski, 147,575. 131. Start over. 0131640000. Lonnie Prefert, $202,430. 01021000. Lonnie Prefert, $121,025. 00788600000. Faye and Cheryl Shayla, $59,785. 00909400000. John Ullman, $50,500 and no cents. Any discussion on the no change list less 01318400000 for Equinox Consulting and 00459310000 for Leslie Miller, which we voted on previously? If not, we have a motion by Swavely. I'm sorry.
Eddie made it, didn't
I? On the wrong side. Motion by Dorn, second by Swavely, to approve less Equinox for further review, and Leslie Miller, which we previously voted on. Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. We'll have another equalization meeting July 21st at 8:30 a.m. Everything will be done at that time. Probably done ahead of time. Anything else for equalization today? This is our one of two meetings we need a year.
I'm proud of you guys. You didn't go over anybody's recommendation.
You guys made it easy today. Nice job. People were happy.
Thank you. I'm going to tell you, you know,
if there's nothing else
ago,
for equalization,
these meetings would last all damn week, okay? So
we will adjourn it.
People be full. This place will be full.
2:59 on the clock.